Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We're trying this again. Praise the Lord, everybody. I do want to welcome you to another edition of The Miracle Man Show here on Monday, June 5th, 2023. I am your host tonight, The Miracle Man, coming to you live where I live from Michigan, Midland, Michigan. And it's great to be with you, however you may be tuning into the program. Can you hear me from your phone or no? Yeah, now you want to call back and see if we can see, because I'm just waiting to make sure this is working.
Yes.
Oh, good. So this is, I don't hear the echo. Okay, good. This is good. This is working. Oh, good. Praise God. So, where was I earlier? So, I want to thank you for tuning in, regardless of whether you're at home or you're at work. Or maybe you're somewhere, maybe first week of summer or second week of summer, depending on where you are. Maybe you guys decided to hit the road right away and maybe take your vacation now. But depending on where in America, we have school districts that have already started summer. But then we have districts that are crazy, like Seattle, who have to be in school all the way to June 30th. Why? Because they struck. Their teachers were on strike for 6 days at the start of the school year, all the way up until September 14th. So, apparently state law does not care if they were striking, and it mandates 180-day school year. Really? Apparently there it does. And so, they have to stay in school to June 30th, and apparently if there were any snow days of any kind that have to be made up, they would have been in school for July 5th, July 6th. Really? To me, don't you think that's just criminal, Jade, honestly?
I think that's just their way of trying to do what's best for the kids.
I don't think so. I don't think so. If I was principal of one of the schools there, and they were in that predicament, I would be like, nope, my building is being locked after, the 28th of June. We're locking it.
Just that's it, huh?
So I'd be like, that's it. If it's, 178, on June 28th, I'd be like, nope. teachers will try to get in. They'll find that their badges won't work.
Oh, no.
Students got to come in. I'm in the bus. Their buses will show up. They'll get to school, and they won't be able to get in the building. But the buses will still be there waiting. waiting so that the kids can be taken back home, so that they're not just staying at a locked building for 7 hours.
You're just out of luck if you're out of luck then, huh?
So that means like June 28th, 29th, 30th. This year, June. So here's how I would do it. June 26th is a Monday. So the way I would do it would mean I would lock the doors actually starting with the 26th in that case, because that way they couldn't even come in 20th, because once you pass the 23rd, it's crazy. We know your teacher struck, but we're going to let you guys out just a day or two later than you guys otherwise would have.
I think he would be every student's favorite president.
Principal. Yep. Yeah, yep. And be like,
principal is basically a president for the kids in the school.
Yeah, and the teachers and the But for the teachers, I'd be like, there will be a way to come in, get your paycheck, get your, you know, your stuff. Or I just have it sent to the district office, actually. I just have it sent to the admin building. Being like, you just go to the district admin building to get your stuff. And then be like, if you want to get a hold of me, you call me anytime and check my messages, you know, throughout the summer. But more than that, you know, peace out, homie. Other than that, I'd be like, peace out, you know, and have a good, you know, summer. See you back on, like, September 5th, 6th. Yep, September 6th, because that would be the first Wednesday, you know, out there, because they start on the first Wednesday. So that's how I would determine, you know, how. Yeah, but anyhow, you know, hopefully summer's off to a good start for you. Now, where I live, it's very dry right now. It's very dry. We have, like, the whole northern half of the lower peninsula, every county north of Saginaw is under some kind of burn ban. And we need to get rain. But I hope we can only get it. I hope we only get it at night, like for the whole summer. That would be so beautiful, where every day it's just sunny and nice. And then some of the nights it rains, and, you know, and hopefully we get the grass back to green again so that it's not all picky pokey. But I will say the sun is real nice. And so, you know, I will say, like, if you're from, you know, in Michigan and you live up here and you're thinking about, you know, starting a bonfire or something, check. Go on even starting a bonfire. Until it rains, unless you get permission. Because farmers are saying that this is pretty serious. So just thought I'd let you know of that. But, you know, we're serving awesome God, the God that, you know, that, you know, he makes it rain on the just and on the unjust, of course. And so, you know, I'm sure we'll get rain on some point. And I think of that song that says that healing rain is falling down and you're not afraid. So, hey, here's what I think that could mean if you're afraid of heights. Maybe it'll rain in the middle of the night soon, and then you'll no longer be afraid of the roller coasters at Cedar Point. Every night it was that simple. It rained, and now you're no longer afraid of the roller coasters at Cedar Point.
That would be pretty awesome.
That would be pretty neat, because the song does say, healing rain is falling down, and I'm not afraid.
Right.
Wouldn't it get that easy? Be like, now, or you could be like from that movie. Trying to think, what movie is that where the kid yells, hey, I'm not afraid anymore?
I'm not sure. I don't think I know that movie.
Does that sound familiar, where the kid yells, I'm not afraid anymore, but you forget what it's from?
It does sound vaguely familiar.
I wish more people would say that. It would even be cool if they would say that from a big roller coaster. Like when they're, like, if they're afraid of heights, because I now know a couple of people that are afraid of heights. Man, I would love to hear them say that from on top of a roller coaster with me on it. And they'd be like, hey, Miracle Man, I'm not afraid anymore. And that roller coaster, I would love to hear that.
It's a miracle.
It's a miracle, because you're not afraid anymore. and I'd be like, well, when you get off this roller coaster, I really pray you mean it.
And then the whole part breaks out and prays for the Lord.
Yeah, if only they realize, because nobody's afraid, because some people, you know, some people, like, they just maybe had a little, and then they just get up, you know, for whatever reason, they become afraid of heights. They could even be someone who's been in a fair share of airplanes. And I know I've been in airplanes when I was very young. And obviously for some people who hadn't been, it can be different. So, you know, some of your parents, maybe you want your kids to get used to learn to like roller coasters. One step, take them on a flight. Even if it's a flight like at Barstow Airport where I live, they can do the Young Eagles thing and what have you. You know, get them exposed to an airplane. They'll see what it feels like. And then maybe then they'll be like, Mom, this is cool. Dad, this is cool. I want to go ride the roller coaster at Cedar Point or Kings Island or at Busch Gardens or maybe Disney. I don't know that I'd be there right now with all the crazy woke stuff going on. Probably not. Not me. I wouldn't. But I do what I do. You do what you do. I don't exactly want to tell you what to do. It was just my personal thing. All right. There is a couple of quick housekeeping things that I want to take care of. First thing, and that is a special one. Tomorrow night I'm going to be doing a little bit of an interview type thing, you know, and I get to help up in the booth at ESPN 100.9 with the Great Lakes Loons. That being said, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do an actual radio show and how that'll be. I honestly don't know all that yet. But if we do go live, it's going to be a whole lot different. So you know what's going on. It will be different. It's not going to be like how the shows normally run, just so you have an understanding of that. Okay. Now that we've gotten, but then, of course, Wednesday night, we will still be back no matter what, and I'll be, you know, doing, you know, the shows that I would normally do. All right. So we took care of that. Next thing I want to remind you of is about the book, Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of my life and how great God has been and how he's always been there. He's always been on our side. He is always on our side. That the God of breakthrough is always on our side. And tonight I'm going to teach a bit on divine healing, and so it's going to be awesome. And you know, you'll realize, you know, he can heal your mind, he can heal your body, and we'll deal a little bit with, you know, where did/does sickness and disease come from? And so we'll talk about that a little bit, you know, and is it God causing it or not? Spoiler alert, it is not God that makes us sick. It is not God that makes us sick. That's the last thing I'm going to say about this right now, because I don't want to, you know, start the sermon before I even finish housekeeping and get to, you know, sing the songs and then, you know, do the prayer. So tonight I want to talk about healing, and we'll be looking at the book of Exodus, chapter 15, just so you can have an idea where we're going to be looking from. And it'll be great. And then at the end of it, you know, I'm going to, you know, pray over, you know, our bodies and take authority over the spirit of infirmity. And so you won't want to miss that either. I'll tell you, And so that's to come, as they say. All right. So there's that. But what I want to, but, you know, God's always been there for us, you know, when I was going through all these different, and then throughout even more of my life, you know, different things, you know, that I've faced and what have you, but God's always been there. God's always been there. And you get some of my mom's testimony, too, and how God was there for her. Because she didn't just have battles to fight with me or my brother. She had her own battles to fight. But you know what? She won those things. Because she not only had to raise two boys, but at very first, like when she first had me, until my brother was, for a few years there, my mom had to deal with and get delivered from smoking. But you know what? God was faithful, and she hasn't touched one so many years. She hasn't wanted one. She hasn't wanted a cigarette. God's been, you know, so gracious to her. And so it's just a great thing, you know, when God's on your side. And you'll realize, you know, that all things are possible. Nothing is impossible for God. All things are possible for those who believe. For those who believe. And we'll touch on that a bit later. Because like I said, I don't want to get into my message, so I won't. So you can go online to the website riversofmiracles.com to find out information about the book Rivers of Miracles. That is rivers with an I, as in like rivers, lakes, oceans, seas. Rivers and lakes and oceans. Rivers of miracles.com to find out information about the book and how you can get it in your hand. We've made it easy for you. You can get it either in paper format, you can get it digitally. So we have it both ways for you, that you can choose to get it, whichever one you want. The other thing I want to quickly remind you of is about the PayPal. And I want to encourage you to sow your seed. If this has been a blessing into your life, I pray that this has been a blessing into your life. I really do. And I want you to be blessed. I want to encourage you to please sow your seed in the Miracle Man program. And by the way, Natalia from Honduras and Laura here from Central Michigan, I want to thank both of you wonderful ladies for sowing your seeds into the Miracle Man program. It means a lot. Keep those seeds coming. If you want to be like them and sow your seeds into the Miracle Man program and help us keep going, this is solid, fertile ground. This is great ground here. You sow your seed here, it's great ground. It all goes to the kingdom of God. And it just helps us keep doing this work of God. And praise God. I don't use it to just throw it in my pocketbook or anything like that. I don't do that here. You know. And so go online to paypal.com in order to sow your seed. And under the search bar, you'll want to type in Rivers Shukla. That is Rivers. Rivers. Last name is Shukla. Shukla. Keep in mind, please, if you would, that there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. The other thing that I want you to keep in mind is that the first R in Rivers and then the S in Shukla, both of those are capitalized. So if you would please, kindly, just make a note of that. The other thing, that I just want to mention, that I want to give you a verse. The verse I want to sow into your life is where it says, therefore, my God shall supply all of your needs according to the weather forecast. I'm sorry. Oh, according to the price of gas, milk, egg, butter. Oh, no. Oh, sorry. Not that stuff either. Oh, it's according, my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. Not all these economic indicators, not natural indicators or data or percentages or figures or mathematics or anything like that. It's according to his riches and glory. It's based on God's system. It's not based on all this earthly stuff that we might all look at. And God shall supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory. It's not according to all this earthly stuff. And that's something that I thank God for. And so I am now going to sing a couple songs. And so if you would start up song one, please. We praise you. Start over. Sorry about that, listeners. Sometimes things just happen. Praise be a weapon that overcomes the enemy. Let a praise be a weapon that silences the enemy. Let it rise. Let praise arise. Let our praise be a weapon that overcomes the raging sea. Let us sing where we are and claim your victory. Let it rise. Let praise arise. We see you break down every wall. We'll watch the giants fall. For fear cannot survive when we praise you. The God of breakthroughs on our side. Forever lift him high. Forever nation cry, God, we praise you. Oh, we praise you. Let a praise be a weapon that overcomes the raging sea. When we sing of who we are and claim your victory, let it rise. Let faith arise. We see you break down every wall. We watch the giants fall. Fear cannot survive when we praise you. The God of breakthroughs on our side. Forever lift him high. With all creation cry, God, we praise you. Oh, we praise you. Oh, this is what freedom looks like. This is what freedom feels like. This is what heaven sounds like. We praise you. We praise you. This is what living looks like. This is what freedom feels like. This is what heaven sounds like. We praise you. We praise you. This is what living looks like. This is what freedom feels like. This is what heaven sounds like. We praise you. We praise you. This is what we're on every wall. We'll watch the giant fall. We'll feel the creation divide when we praise you. The God of breakthroughs on our side. Forever lift him high. With all creation cry, God, we praise you. We see you break down every wall. We all love you. Oh, we praise you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We just see what it's doing. One. Nope. Got a miracle. Same God as three. Tap me one. The one who made the blind to see is moving here in front of me, moving here in front of me. The one who made the deaf to hear is silencing my every fear. Silencing my every fear. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. Yes, you are. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. The God who does impossible is reaching out to make me whole, reaching out to make me whole. The one who put death in its place, his life is flowing through my veins. His life is flowing through my veins. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. Oh, what a wonder-working God. Yes, you are. The God who was and is to come. The power of the risen one. You're the God who brings the dead to life. You're the God of miracles. You're the God of miracles. You're the God who was and is to come. The power of the risen one. You're the God who brings the dead to life. You're the God of miracles. You're the God of miracles. You're the God who brings the dead to life. You're the God of miracles. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. Yes, you are. You're the God of miracles. Thank you, Jesus. Cue up number three, if you would. I'm calling on the God of Jacob, who lives for generations. I know that you will keep your covenant. I'm calling on the God of Moses, who opened up the ocean. I'm asking you to do the same thing for me. Yes. Oh God, my God, I need you. Oh God, my God, I need you now. How I need you now. Oh, rock, oh, rock of ages, I'm standing on your faithfulness. On your faithfulness. King and the God of Mary, whose mercy lends me of the lonely. I believe all things are possible. I'm calling on the God of David, who made a shepherd boy courageous. Yes, I may not face Goliath, but I've got my own giant. Oh God, my God, I need you. Oh God, my God, I need you now. How I need you now. Oh rock of ages, I'm standing on your faithfulness. On your faithfulness. Oh God, my God, I need you. Oh God, my God, I need you now. How I need you now. Oh rock of ages, I'm standing on your faithfulness. On your faithfulness. Standing on your faithfulness, God. You hear your children there. God, hear your children now. You are the same God. You are the same God. Your prayers back then, and you will answer now. You are the same God. You are the same God. You were a healer then. You are a healer now. You are the same God. You are the same God. You move in power then. God move in power now. You are the same God. You are the same God. You are providing then. You are providing now. You are the same God. You are the same God. You are moving. You are the mover now. You are the same God. You are the same God. Oh God, my God, I need you. Oh God, my God, I need you now. How I need you now. Oh rock of ages, I'm standing on your faithfulness. On your faithfulness. Oh God, my God, I need you. Oh God, my God, I need you now. How I need you now. Oh rock of ages, I'm standing on your faithfulness. On your faithfulness. Standing on your faithfulness. Oh, oh. Oh, standing on your faithfulness. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Master, for what you are to us, for what you're doing in us, for how you're moving in our life. Thank you, Jesus. You were the same God then. You were the God of the Bible. You are the God of now. Thank you, Jesus, for that, for what you're doing in the lives of each and every listener tunes into this program, regardless of whether this is their first time or whether they've been tuning in regularly. I thank you, Master, for what you are doing in these listeners right here, right now. Thank you, Master, for what you're doing for them. Thank you, Master, for what you are doing on their behalf. And I know you've started a great thing. You're doing great things, Lord, for these people. Thank you, Master, that you know what each and every one of these people need. You know whether they need a healing, whether they need help with their mind, whether it's something to do with their job. You know what it is that they need, Jesus. Thank you that you are meeting their need right here, right there, right now. Because I know, Master, you know what they need. And I know that you will meet that need for them. And thank you for your word. As we're going to take a few minutes and study your word, thank you that these listeners will have it in them to do your word and not hear it only. And I thank you, Master, for that, and that you are moving on their behalf. And I thank you for that, Lord, and for what you are doing in them and through them and for them. And I make my confession over this program now. I thank you that sponsors and partners come into this program, finances come into this program, that increases in listenership come into this program. Most importantly of all, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom as a result of this radio program. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I want you to turn with me in your Bibles to the book of Exodus, chapter 15, and I'm going to start with verse 1, and we'll go from there. Then Moses and the Israelites sang a song to the Lord. I will sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. The horse and its rider he has hurled into the sea. He has thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him, my Father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a warrior. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his army he has thrown into the sea. The best of Pharaoh's officers are drowned in the Red Sea. The deep waters have covered them. They sank to the depths like a stone. Your right hand, O Lord, was majestic in power. Your right hand, O Lord, shattered the enemy. In the greatness of your majesty, you threw down those who opposed you, and you unleashed your burning anger. It consumed them like stubble. By the blast of your nostrils, the waters piled up. The surging waters stood firm like a wall. The deep waters congealed in the heart of the sea. The enemy boasted, I will pursue. I will overtake them. I will divide the spoils. I will gorge myself on them. I will draw my sword, and my hand will destroy them. But you blew with your breath, and the sea covered them. They sank like lead in the mighty waters. Who among the gods is like you, O Lord? Who is like you, majestic in holiness, awesome in glory, working wonders? You stretched out your right hand, and the earth swallowed them. In your unfailing love, you will lead the people they have redeemed. In your strength, you will guide them to your holy dwelling. The nations will hear or fear and tremble. Anguish will grip the people of Philistia. The chiefs of Edom will be terrified. The leaders of Moab will be seized with trembling. The people of Canaan will melt away. Terror and dread will fall upon them. By the power of your arm, they will be as still as a stone. Until your people pass by, O Lord, until the people you bought pass by, you will bring them in and plant them on the mountain of your inheritance, the place, O Lord, you made for your dwelling, the sanctuary, O Lord, your hands established. The Lord will reign forever and ever. When Pharaoh's horses, chariots, and horsemen went into the sea, the Lord brought the waters of the sea back over them. But the Israelites walked through the sea on dry ground. Then Miriam, the prophetess, Aaron's sister, took a tambourine in her hand, and all the women followed her with tambourines and dancing. Miriam sang, sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. The horse and its rider he has thrown into the sea. verse 22 now. Then Moses led Israel from the Red Sea, and they went into the desert of Shur. For 3 days, they traveled into the desert without finding water. When they came to Marah, they could not drink its water because it was bitter. That is why the place is called Marah. So the people grumbled against Moses, saying, "What are we to drink?" Then Moses cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a piece of wood. He threw it into the water, and the water became sweet. There the Lord made a decree and a law for them, and there he tested them, and he said, "If you listen carefully to the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his eyes, if you pay attention to his commands and keep all of his decrees, I will not bring on you," I'm turning the page, "I will not bring on you any of the diseases that I brought on the Egyptians. For I am the Lord who healeth thee." Then they came to Elim, where there were 12 springs and 70 palm trees. And they camped there near the water. And then in another verse, in another place, in Exodus, Jesus said, "And ye shall bless thy bread." And in that verse, it doesn't say what kind of bread. Could be leavened, could be yeast, could be unleavened, no yeast, could be rye, could be wheat, could be cinnamon raisin. I don't know. And by water, notice it didn't say what kind of water. It didn't even sing water. I don't know. Could be clean. Could be dirty. Could be purified. Reverse osmosis. Spring water. Tap water. Distilled. I don't know. Could be out of the lake. Or the river. I don't know. But he said, "And ye shall bless thy bread and thy water." And then, but then that verse where we read tonight, it said, "And I will put none of these diseases upon you." What that means there is you need to realize in your mind that it is not God that's making us sick. Sickness and disease came upon the earth as a result of Adam and Eve's sin. They were told not to eat certain fruit, tree of knowledge of good and evil. They were told, there's all these other trees. There's all these other options in here. There's all these other options of trees that you can eat fruit from. But then he said, "Oh, this tree, this certain tree, don't eat from it. Tree of knowledge of good and evil." They ate from it. As a result, sickness and disease came upon the earth. Go to how sickness and disease came. So you see, it can come upon you through sin. You know, if you're an alcoholic, or you know, my pastor was an alcoholic, declared an alcoholic at the age of 9 years old. I didn't say 19. Didn't say 13, 14, 11. Nope, I said 9 years old. Folks, in this day and age, that's fourth grade for many children. Fourth grade. Sorry about that. I was just checking, the little clock thing. You know, I was just checking the little TikTok. No, I'm not playing on TikTok. I'm talking about the clock. You'll figure out my humor someday or another. Some of you could use some joy, honestly. But honestly, that's one way it can come. It can come upon you through, there's sometimes. It can just come upon you as a demon. It can just come upon you, as an attack of the devil. It very well can be. So back to this thing of not God making you sick. So Dr. Barclay taught on this Sunday morning, in my local church where I live. And he was talking about one day, many a year ago, in the local town here in Midland, there's this man, that went to our church way back when. Don't know if I knew the person or not at all, but he was in the hospital. And so Dr. Barclay decides, okay, I'll go see this man. See, I'm going to put him in my church. And this man said, right in front of Dr. Barclay says, I honestly believe that God is trying to teach me something. And that's why I have this terrible report. Is that I believe that God is trying to teach me something. Dr. Barclay says, okay, then why are you here in this hospital trying to get healed? Why are you here taking these medicines, trying to get better? Why? I mean, at that point, if you're going to put that kind of indictment on God, I can see where that question might be asked, why would you be here in this hospital? If that's what you believe, just get out of this hospital, go home, die. But then he said, he's like, well, okay, Dr. Barclay. And he's like, okay, so do you want me to pray for you and help you? Dr. Buckley says, and then he says, well, Pastor, didn't you say it all that way? Well, yeah. I'd love for you to pray for me. And then, surely enough, he ends up getting to go home. And, healed, feeling better. If you have this mindset that it's God that's making you sick, or that he's doing it as a means to try to teach you something, and maybe you might have done something or whatever he might say, in your mind you might think, maybe because you did something, maybe he put it on you to teach you something. He didn't put it there. He didn't put that sickness and disease there. It's like how when you go to the doctor, generally, I don't hear of all kinds of people who see, these tumors and bumps, boils, bruises, these kinds of things that people find, different things like that. I don't know of a ton of people who sit there and say, doctor, and by the way, thank God for, you know, medical technology, medical science, and for what they're able to do for people. Yes, it's okay, and you are very welcome, you know, to go, you know, see your doctors, and, you know, and we should be thanking God for them and praying over them. And you know, they serve great purpose. And so, you know, it's great that we have that. It really is. Something I thank God for. And I'll think of something the Bible says to do when you're sick. It says, ye who are afflicted, ye should pray. And then it says, ye who are sick, let him call on the elders of the church. They shall pray the prayer of healing. Using faith, with faith, not the prayer of doubt and unbelief. By the way, when it was written in your Bible, he didn't say call like on your phone necessarily, but you know, let them know. You know, that can be a way now. You know, text. You know, call. You know, call them. In some places, they'll say phone them. Instead of call them, they'll say phone them. You know, they used to say that back in the day, Jade, right? Instead of saying, I'll call so-and-so, they would say, I'll phone so-and-so.
Yes, I have heard that.
Or is that more of a European thing where they'll say, I'll phone them instead of I'll call them?
No, I believe I've heard that a lot from past TV shows and the older ones.
Like from, like, the 60s and what have you.
Correct.
Where they might say, instead of saying, I'll call so-and-so, they might have said, I will phone so-and-so.
Right.
But anyhow, you know, whether you say, I'll call them or I'll phone them or whatever, email, text, you know, snail mail, whatever. But snail mail takes days, you know, sometimes, you know, so it's better to, like, call or email, whatever. But come on, let them know. If we have doubt and unbelief, that you would be healed. That's what it says. That's one of the things you can do. You know. Another thing you do is you do when sickness comes is you know, you pray yourself over your body. And sometimes, you know, when you're fighting like something severe in your body, sometimes you need to take these times. And when you're fighting severe, like if it's for your life, sometimes you just need to have these. You might just need to have these moments where it's just you, Jesus, and the Bible. No tapes, no music. It's just you, Jesus, the Bible. John Osteen used to do that, and he would do. And he would be asked, Dr. Buckley, talk about this, you know, because John had been fighting something, and then he had got healed of it, and then later he died. But at one point he had been, you know, sick in his body, and then got healed. And someone had asked him, well, what did you do? You know, to get healed. And John would say, everything, from the hot water bottle to, you know, these different medications, you know, that he'd be, and then this and that and the other thing. And then if I could get Dodie to do my feet again, you know, this little, because she'd kind of massage his feet. And Dodie, who is still here on the earth, Dodie Osteen, that was John Osteen's wife, Dodie. So And so that's what, and you know, and trust in the Lord. You have to be able to trust in the Lord. And if you're going to take medicine, pray over it. Pray over it. You know, something pretty wild that happens with Christians. You'll have Christians where they'll pray over the food package. Wonderful. If you haven't been praying over your food, you should start. If you have been, keep doing it. You need to pray over your water. You never know where. I mean, sometimes you might, you know, you might not know, you know, whether you live in America or even in these other countries. If you live in these other countries, oh, that's even more reason to pray over your water. You need to pray over your water. Yes, you need to pray over your food. And, oh, yeah, those medicines, when you're taking them, you need to pray. You should pray over those and pray that these side effects, where sometimes there's a pain, a 10-page readout now from the pharmacy trying to warn you. Your name is Robert, when it's actually Rivers. it might say something like, in the event of death, call your doctor. Okay, it doesn't say that, but you know, it'll say, it'll say these different things, you know, on these lists of, you know, side effects. And you come against these side effects. You're going to take that medicine? Pray over it. Just like you would pray over your food. And then, yes, pray over your water, your drink. We didn't read. I quoted these verses where it talks about, and you shall bless thy bread and thy water. Notice, we had said a few minutes ago, it didn't say what kind of water or what kind of food. Exceptions. And say, I'll only endorse the grapes if they're red grapes, but not if they're white. No, it didn't say that. I mean, if they're green grapes. I know there's white grape juice. Is there actual white grapes?
I have no idea.
I know there's white grape juice, though.
Yes.
Yep. Well, but nonetheless. And by the way, folks, in case you hear that, well, just because someone says it doesn't necessarily, because I say it on this program, does not necessarily endorse the product and say that you should all go out there and buy this product. Single disclaimer, done. It's okay. But in all honesty, you know, and then another thing to look at. What are you saying with your mouth? Can be important. There can be times where maybe some people who get this horrible sickness and disease, or their minds all messed up, or whatever else, and it could come down to their mouth and their gossiping and other hedges that they might be breaking. So you got to make sure that you're not breaking hedges. Don't be breaking hedges. And there's certain things that, like, if you're doing them, you know, like if you're having aught, if you're living in strife and that kind of stuff and doing certain things like that, there's certain things that the Lord says that if you're doing these things that he will not hear you. He will not hear you. He will not hear from the Word of God. And some verses, healing verses that you can stand on. For I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord that healeth thee. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And by his stripes, you are healed. In Isaiah, it was prophesied hundreds of years in advance that Jesus would come, that he would heal people, and with his stripes we would be healed. In Peter 2:20, you know, it talks about, again, wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquity. And by his stripes, you were healed. Were healed? Yes, were healed. That means that healing was already paid for at Calvary. Your body just needs to line up to the word of God and receive that healing. Same thing with your mind. Same thing with your finances. Same thing with, you know, these other things that may need to be healing. And so, and yes, by the way, it is the will. It is just like how it's God didn't put sickness and disease upon us. It is absolutely the will of God for you to be healed. It is the will of God for you to be healed. Absolutely. And when we say all things are possible, thing is impossible, you know what that means? It means that God is able to heal our body, to heal our minds.
Amen.
Yes, amen. That's right. He is able to. It means that he is the healer.
Praise God.
Yes, thank you, Jesus. And he is. And he is that healing, wonderful working God that makes a way for us when it seems like there's no way. When even when the doctors might have given up on you and might have said, you know, this cancer kills most people who get it, and might have said, you only have this much time, or maybe your organ has failed or your heart or whatever, and maybe they're saying, you know, you only got this much time left. But God makes a way when it seems like there is no way. And the doctors might even wonder, oh, I thought we had someone here about to die. And then they're healed. We might not know here on earth why. You know, God works in mysterious ways. But, you know, there's some people who get what I might call a fast food miracle. That is where people, you know, just get healed instantaneously, and they have that, you know, whatever it is they're dealing with, and they just get healed like that, like pray for healing, and then, you know, maybe a period of, you know, or a day or two, or real quickly, you know, something, you know, they get healed. Like I said, the fast food healing. Other people, and nothing wrong with those great miracles like that. It's just, I only called it that because it happened so quick. There's these other people who, you know, they recover, you know, the recovery system or whatever, and it takes, but it might take a while. And some people might wonder, well, why did it take so long? Why did it take so many years? Why, you know, when they might even have everything right? Other people may, on earth, that healing might not manifest, and instead that person might be promoted to heaven. By the way, heaven is absolutely a better place than earth. And I don't know about you, listeners. I don't know about you, but I'm going to heaven. I pray you are too. I pray you're going there. If you're unsure, you need to get right with God. Because we are, after all, we are in the last of the last days. So, yeah, you do want to make sure you're right. You're right with God. So, yeah, praise God. So that, and that's something I'm going to ask God right away when I get up there. You know, why is it that some people get healed right away? Other people, you know, they wait a long time, and then they receive that manifestation. And their body lines up with the word. Other people, they end up going to heaven. That manifestation doesn't take place here on earth, but obviously up in heaven, they're in their spiritual body. And obviously, you know, they're healed because there's no sickness in heaven. There's no disease in heaven. And that's going to be awesome. You know, and, you know, by the way, some of you old folks or older folks, or whatever, your legs don't ache in heaven. There's no feeling of old, of super old age in heaven, like where your legs barely work. In heaven, some of y'all who haven't ran in 30 years or 20 years or whatever will be running again. There maybe you can outrun some of the younger folk, or even or at least some of the ones, you know, under 50. I don't know. Maybe. But, you know, but in heaven, I don't mean old, really. When I say old folks, generally, you know, I like to say, you know, about someone, by the way, you know, rather than saying they might be older, you know what I say? You know, when these people have birthdays, you know, I like to say, you're not exactly getting older. It's just that your number of years is getting a little bit higher. Yep. It's just that your number is getting a little bit higher. Like I'm 33, and someone who's like 78 or 83 or something like that, you know. And I might be like, you know, you're not exactly older than me. Let's just say your number's higher than mine. Your number of years that you've been on the earth is higher than mine. And I came up with that when I was like 15 years old, 16 years old, like that. I was just a teenager. And I've been, you know, thinking of it that way ever since. And so, yeah. In heaven, you won't be all worried about will my legs work or not. No, you won't be doing that. Okay, Heavenly Father, I thank you for your healing power being made manifest in our bodies. I speak to these sicknesses and diseases to leave our bodies right now. I speak to cancer to die right now, and for you, Jesus, to live in our bodies. Oppression to leave our minds right now in the name of Jesus. For oppression to leave us. I speak to sugar diabetes to leave us right now. Those of us who have been diagnosed with it. And I speak to heart issues, kidney issues, and other organ issues to fade right now, and for these bodies to submit to the written word of God. I speak to infections of all different kinds that could be in our bodies, bacterial, viral, whatever it might be, to leave our bodies right now, and for our bodies to submit to the written word of God in the name of Jesus. And thank you, Lord Jesus, that your word brings life into our bodies. I speak to our eyes, that anybody who might be listening to this program, that maybe they deal with blindness or partial blindness, or maybe they've been diagnosed with extreme low vision. I speak for vision stuff to be corrected right now in the name of Jesus. I speak to hearing stuff to be corrected right now in the name of Jesus. I pray that back issues would be resolved right now in the name of Jesus. And for bowels and colons and for these kinds of things, you know, to be healed, through our joints to be made strong. Those of us who maybe our joints just don't want to work right for whatever reason, pray that these joint issues are corrected right now, so that the lame would walk, the blind would see, the deaf would hear, that the mute would speak in the name of Jesus. And not just speak, but they would proclaim your praises, you Jesus, for your miracle-working power in our bodies, in our minds. And I thank you, Master, for what you're doing in each one of us, and that we'd be doers of your word, and that we would realize that it is not you who made us sick. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for that, in your matchless name. Amen, amen, and amen. And like I said, tomorrow night at this point, whether it'll end up going live on this program or not is kind of up in the air. Don't know yet. But for certain on Wednesday, we'll be back live. In either case, until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody, and I will talk to you all next time.